Good morning and wish you all a very, very happy Tuesday morning. I am recording this episode from a different location, from Virginia, and I'm just trying to test for myself. How do I feel when I'm recording from a different location? How am I able to transition from the comfort level of being of recording an episode from one location, get out of that comfort zone and give myself permission. Okay, you can record from a different place also. And the worst thing that's going to happen is you are going to sound nervous. You are not you may go wrong, you know, all those irrational thoughts, but then it's the emotion that's driving those irrational thoughts. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to embrace all my thoughts, all my feelings, all my sensations, and all the behaviors that come out of that, and all the gestures that show up in my face or in my body language, right? I'm going to accept all that. With that said, I am going to now record my episode today, and the title is "This Tool May Benefit an Adolescent," and the subtitle is "Transition to Adolescence Can Be Exciting and Challenging." I practice a few rituals in the morning that help me integrate and live my BEM, body, emotions, and mind model. One such ritual is saying affirmations. I have observed that by saying affirmations loudly in front of the mirror, I get to see myself, hear my voice, watch my body language, and feel my feelings. Yes, yes, yes. Even in this new location, I'm standing in front of the mirror to record this episode. To me, it serves as perfect coordination of how I'm physically showing up, emotionally feeling, and mentally present to what I'm affirming. I started saying affirmations several years back when I lost my job and embraced self-employment as a blessing in disguise. Saying these affirmations have tremendously helped me move through major life transformations, from mother to empty nester to mother-in-law to grandmother, smoothly. In the professional arena, saying affirmations have helped me to be determined with grit and gratitude when expectations are not met. I invite you to read the following article to help you understand how saying an affirmation before making a major purchase can benefit you. And the link to that article is with the title, "How Does a Major Purchase Affect You? This Affirmation Helps Me." Please check it out in medium.com or in my Lalita's Morning Musings podcast episode. I see a lot of parents worry about their adolescent children. The general term of adolescence describes a certain period of growth, but breaks down into three distinct categories: early, middle, and late adolescence. Early adolescence includes the ages of 11 through 14, while middle adolescence covers ages 15 through 17, and late adolescence includes the ages of 18 and 21. This is the research I did from some publications, and then I'm quoting that here. There are many ways parents help their adolescent children cope with the transition to adolescence. As a firm believer in saying affirmations and benefiting, I suggest parents have their children in early adolescence age try saying the following affirmation in front of the mirror. This could be one of the many ways to help their children prepare for adolescence. I can mentally prepare them to be strong and embrace their transition. Sorry, it can mentally prepare them to be strong and embrace their transition. Here is the affirmation suggested for children transitioning to adolescence. Now, this what I'm going to read just now is an affirmation from the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis L. Hay, and the title of that page is Adolescence. Life loves me and I am safe. I communicate freely. It is safe for me to grow up. I love to learn and grow and change. And I feel safe in the midst of it all. knowing that change is a natural part of life. My personality is flexible and it is easy for me to go with the flow of life. My inner being is consistent, therefore, I am safe in every kind of experience. When I was a little child, I did not know what the future would bring. As I now begin my journey into adulthood, I realize that tomorrow is equally unknown and mysterious. I choose to believe that it is safe for me to grow up and take charge of my life. My first adult act is to learn to love myself unconditionally, for then I can handle whatever the future may bring. Affirmation for the word adolescence in the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis L. Hay. Shout out to Noya Lizor for an excellent article filled with valuable tips titled How to Maintain High Readership for Your Best Old Articles. An interesting read from Christina God titled Sorry But Motivation is Going to Hit You One Day is a Lie. Please check these articles from these wonderful authors, they are also readers because they go and read my articles and they highlight and they respond with their input, their insights. And so do I. So last is blurb. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice in Lalita's Morning Musings podcast. Yet another way I help is through lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. It's a website where you can learn more about how to protect you as an individual, your business, your family with legal shield and identity theft shield protection. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.